And next we have, making her way to the stage, Miss Ashley Martin. Miss Martin is an experienced trial lawyer and former federal prosecutor who defends both individuals and companies in grand jury and regulatory investigations, as well as civil and criminal proceedings involving allegations of healthcare fraud, money laundering, and a whole host of other potential violations of the law. She received her bachelor's degree from Spelman College, was a member of Phi Beta Kappa, and then received her law degree from Vanderbilt University Law School. Welcome, Ms. Martin.
All right. Thank you for that introduction. I am going to talk about parallel investigations, regulatory and enforcement, give you some of the stories that I've encountered where lawyers have gotten in trouble by not identifying, properly identifying when there is a criminal risk afoot, where clients have also gotten in trouble, and give also some input. I know there are some government attorneys in the room, and as a former government attorney, maybe give you some input from that side of things as well. All right, let's see if I know how to do this. What we're going to talk about is how and why criminal enforcement comes to the party, is what I talk about. Why does DOJ or other criminal law enforcement get involved with what could just be civil matters or regulatory matters or admin matters? What makes something criminal such that they would get involved? We're going to talk about that, and what are the signs that they are involved? Because sometimes you won't know. And so I want to give you a little bit about that. We're going to talk about balancing competing pressures of criminal and regulatory exposure when there are parallel proceedings. If you're representing clients and you've got a criminal aspect as well as an admin, as well as a civil, as well as a public press issue, got several of those right now. How do you balance all those competing interests? And then the different issues related to discovery or disclosure and the Fifth Amendment when you're dealing with, again, these parallel proceedings. And they vary depending on the matter and depending on the stage of the proceedings. All right, so I have this demonstration, right? This is what I call the party. And the party is whatever your client is doing, the alleged conduct, right? Whatever they're doing. How you proceed and what happens and what considerations there are depends on who comes to the party first. So if DOJ shows up first, they often don't leave. They come if something is happening, whether they believe there to be criminal conduct, and we're talking about DOJ criminal side, not civil, but if they believe there to be criminal conduct, whether she mentioned several of them, foreign corrupt bribery, money laundering, securities violations, misstatements to a regulatory board, all of those things could be criminal. They typically don't leave unless they don't think that there is anything there to prove. That's the only time they leave. And then they will invite regulatory or civil to come because they no longer want it anymore. And that's actually a great thing. Typically, when I see that DOJ has invited the SEC or an AG's office or a regulatory body to come, it's because they no longer think they can make a case. They want something to happen, but they don't think they're going to get anything out of it, and then they leave. So that's typically one of the parallel proceedings that you may see, and then you have the regulatory thing. I will caution, though, that just because they say we don't see enough conduct here to have a case does not mean that you should throw away all of the protections that are there for a criminal case, because DOJ can always come back to the party whenever they feel like it.